This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm so happy to be here with you today. I have a very special guest. Her name is Jean Hess. She's going to talk about how through language and telling of stories, we can expand meaning, consciousness, and inclusivity. Jean retired in August of 2009 after a 35-year career of coaching and teaching at Kalamazoo College. She currently serves on the City Commission in Kalamazoo, and her second book, Maxability, Who Are You and What Are You Here For, came out in November of 2019. It's a layered blend of people, stories, philosophies, and raw personal experiences which take the reader on a journey of self-discovery. Welcome to the show, Jean. How are you doing today?
Hi, Mari. Thanks for having me on. I'm wonderfully well. Thank you.
Good. So tell us a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you currently do now.
Well, some of it was in that early intro bio, but I have just been following my love of sport into where I currently reside. I am, I loved sports as a child and moved from that and into a collegiate playing career and further into a collegiate coaching career. And that also was associated with teaching and educating my academic pursuit of health. And so I was able to combine a whole lot of wonderful things at Kalamazoo College in love of sport, in love of health, and teaching and academia. So that's where I have a lot of my roots. In sport, but what I found is that in sport, I had to create a language to help me teach the lessons that I wanted to teach in a secular world. I am a person of faith, and we in our conference had intentional religious communities in Calvin College, Hope College, St. Mary's College. And they all spoke, they were all given permission to speak the same language. Whereas at Kalamazoo, to talk about faith and belief and hope and all of those wonderful things, I had to create a language that was already existing. And so I wrote a first book called Sportuality, Finding Joy in the Game. And that opened up this little author bug in me. But I was able to continue and finish this career of 35 years of coaching and teaching. And then also using sport as an opening to the world for my team. Kalamazoo College has an amazing study abroad program for all its students. And I felt that if my students or if my players played for 4 years under me, that they should visit another country with their team. And so we did a lot of international travel with our team, and we learned together. So we just had a lot of fun and and movement with education.
That's wonderful. How lovely to be exposed to other cultures and other ways of doing things and all the things that come with visiting countries around the world. What are some of the countries that you visited?
Our first trip, my coach at the University of Michigan was from China. And so our first trip, he helped to broker, and that was to Shanghai and Beijing in China.
Wow.
In 2009, and then we went to Costa Rica in 2012. 2015, we went to Trinidad and Tobago, and then in 2018, right before I retired, our team went to Cape Town, South Africa.
Wow, and how wonderful.
Yeah, I'm just really blessed to have had these opportunities with my team. And so to be able to give an experience like that through sport was something that I knew that's why we were playing sport, like, and especially being females in sport, that there probably wasn't going to be a great opportunity for people to go on into professional sport and to make millions, but that we use sport as this opportunity to learn more about ourselves and the world and interaction with others.
That's wonderful.
Those interactions happen not only in sport, but they happen in health. They happen in relationships. They happen in politics. Mm-hmm. And so we have to have, and now that I am, you mentioned that I'm on the city commission in Kalamazoo, but now that I am a city commissioner and they say it's politics, I see it as service, but that we have to find this common language, a way to speak with others about the greatest needs that we have as humans. I just think that's so important.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's wonderful because a lot of times we're speaking, people are not really hearing us, they're not really listening, or they're misunderstanding what we're saying, and vice versa. And communication is key. So I know that you're super passionate about expanding meaning, consciousness, and inclusivity. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah. So one of the first book events that I did after Maxability came out was a series here in Kalamazoo from the Transformation Spirituality Center that's here in Kalamazoo on inclusion. It was a series on inclusion. And so Max and I were able to co-present what it means to connect and to be with one another and to speak each other's language. And I'll talk about Max here in a minute, but the inclusivity is being able to see the other, to see yourself in the other, and expanding meaning and consciousness means to me to come full circle with something and to honor my story and your story. That's inclusion. And that all consciousness honestly is connected. Several have crossed my path in this journey of inclusivity, and that is a journey of the spirit. And so that's why I'm passionate about it. My faith life tells me to honor the spirit, and that's what I've done with the book, with my teaching, with my coaching, and now in my service.
I find that to be absolutely wonderful because in this day and age, it's such a timely message. Inclusivity in the United States, it's something that needs to be looked at and needs to be accepted, and instead of trying to exclude and separate people, which has been happening in our society. So I love that you have this beautiful message. Did you want to talk a little bit about Max and Maxability and how that came forward for you?
I can. Max is a young man that when I met him when he was in seventh grade, he was a junior high student. I was recruiting his sister, who at that time was a senior in 2007, sitting high up in bleachers, and Max sat in front of me and was very busy. Max has ADHD, Max has anxiety disorder, and is on the autism spectrum. And so he was sitting there in front of me and turned around and pretty much directed this thought at me, like, really loud. Who are you, and what are you here for? When in fact, he knew who I was, and he knew what I was there for. I was there to take his sister away. And more of the story is that Max and another sister had been adopted from Russia. So not only was there this idea of inclusion, but there is an idea of what an adoption will do to a family. But then if you take their story even farther, and as I got to, and his sister did come and play for me for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And what made it key for me was that Max was a sportual character for me, because the first book, again, Sportuality, Finding Joy in the Games, just to honor the sport and the spirit. And Max wanted to be the next Ernie Harwell. Well, Ernie Harwell, for those who don't know, it was an iconic announcer for the Detroit Tigers for 50 years. Mm-hmm. And Max wanted to be that guy. And so part of the book is his exploration of this sportual path, but a lot of it is his mom has written the story of losing a child before they went to adopt in Russia. Mm-hmm. So it's her story of loss and of grief, and then of adoption. And mm-hmm. it's my story of sportuality and of getting to know Max and knowing him as a friend, and somebody that I actually have come to respect and care for greatly. Mm-hmm. And we're now, I mean, like I said, he was in seventh grade then. He's 25 years old now, and he's wow. simply wonderful. And he has an ability to light up a room, to simply mm-hmm. light up a room.
Wow.
So his tagline is easy to meet, hard to forget. It's when he introduces himself to you, and it's, yes, it's true. He's very easy to meet. And once you meet him, you'll never forget him.
Wow. So when he said those words to you, who are you and what are you here for? You know, what was your first reaction? And then what was your later reaction to that?
My first reaction is, that's a great question. My first reaction is at the first, in the intro of the book, actually, which says, well, I'm Coach Hess, and I'm here to recruit number 5. And he said, I know, that's my sister. And so I answered from my ego self. I answered mm-hmm. from my name, rank, serial number. This is who I am. This is what I'm here for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those questions, though, weave themselves throughout Max's ability. And at the end, I look into, in the chapter on overtime reflections, this idea of doing a replay and a do-over, really. In volleyball, we get replays. And so, you know, after having sat with those questions now for 12 years, for every day of my life,
mm-hmm.
I have written this. I would look Max in the eye and I would say, thank you, Max, for those questions. I am who I am. I am a blessed child of the creation and a member of the cosmic universe, just as you are. I am and you are peace and love and joy. And I'm here to connect and remind humanity that all thought is connected. All minds are joined as one. Everything we are, everything we do, and everything we create flows into and throughout all human consciousness. And that realm of co-creation is where we find our joy. Mm. And then I would say to him, thank you for crossing my path and journeying with me. So that was my first and last answer to those questions. And every day then, it can be a journal, right? And throughout the mm-hmm. book, I do have journal questions for people, and asking them, you know, to really deeply say, who am I and what am I here for in this particular instance?
Yes.
What do I feel about adoption? What do I feel about loss? What do I feel about my call? And who then am I going to be?
Mm.
So,
love it.
So yeah, wow. Every day we ask ourselves those questions. Who are you and what are you here for? So they could ask you the same thing, Mari.
Yeah, absolutely. I love your answer, and I love that, you know, when you talk about the connection, I could feel it. You know, it's just not just words. Yeah. I can feel that connection, that cosmic connection, and it's absolutely amazing and fantastic and a wonderful way to start out a new year, remembering that we are all connected and by a way bigger source than us, a way bigger power than us, and that we're all special, you know, and there comes the inclusivity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
we are,
take a quick...
and that's where, I was just going to say, that's where Max is very, very authentic, very authentic.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So we're going to take a quick break, and if you want to call in and ask Jean a question, you can call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Have you noticed that when you are having a good day, the day seems to flow with more ease? That is no mistake. When we feel good about ourselves, we attract this to us. I'm Joy Truscott, and as a clinical therapist, I specialize in releasing trauma blocks and shifting age-old family patterns that no longer serve us. Hop onto my website, joytruscott.com, to access many free resources and find out how we can work together.
Would you rather pay rent or own the apartment complex? Easy, right? You want to collect the rents as opposed to paying them. So why pay to be in a networking group when you can own networking groups? Do you want to explore a franchise opportunity where you could profit from starting networking groups and add it on to what you're already doing? If so, contact us via info@amspirit.com. That's info@amspirit.com.
Perceptive Awareness Technique with Susan Zumo teaches rapid expansion of your psychic abilities, increases self-esteem, and provides immediate and accurate answers to all your questions. Contact Susan at SusanZumo.com, that's SusanZumo.com, or call 757-275-4071. Again, that's SusanZumo.com or 757-275-4071 to get started.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Jean Hess. We've been talking about language, telling of stories, inclusivity, and expanding meaning, consciousness, and inclusivity. So what do you think is the main message, Jean, that you want to bring to the public?
More than likely, it would be the interconnection of all of us. Because that also that takes in the inclusivity, the consciousness that we are all definitely connected, the fact that we may or may not realize it, mm-hmm. and that we need to tell our stories in order to make that known.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really getting to speak with another and speak your truth with another.
Mm-hmm. You know, I found that as we begin to talk to others, especially people from different countries, from different regions, they have different philosophies even, and of course, different traditions. I always found that fascinating and that I learned a lot. But like I said, I know that in this country, inclusivity is not being championed, let's say, very much right now. Why do you think that we've gotten to such a state of separation?
I am going to go back to the original reason why I wrote Sportuality, Finding Joy in the Games.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ideas, one of the words, Sportuality is a series of 12 words that when used in sport can separate or unite based upon how we define them. And I go back to usually the original etymology of the word. One word that I really talk about a lot and believe in a lot is this idea of competition. So the original meaning and the original etymology of competition from the Latin truly means to work with.
Mm.
And if you think about how we compete, or if I say, oh, Mari, you're so competitive, it seems to be a negative. It seems to be taken as something that makes you less than. And so when you are competitive, to compete, if you're actually working with another, whether they're, for me, they're on the other side of the court, or, you know, whether they're a political opponent, they make me better. They make me have to work harder. They make me have to show up. And so competition is what is separating us so badly here, is us versus them. And what I've been known to say on the campaign trail and in my coaching and in my teaching is that it's not an us and them. There's no them here. It's all us. And we are our brother's keepers, and we do have this shared consciousness, this shared perspective on this world. And it's, and right now with our global awareness, I just think we're getting closer to it, closer to the this competition. There's, it's not us or Iran. It's not us or it's us and we have to figure out a way to work together towards something greater than ourselves.
I agree.
And that's
right.
And that's where the authenticity piece comes in, that it, that you show up, fully. And in the end, it's all about that truth. You know, as a coach, I would tell my female, my women that I was teaching to go out in the world and do these amazing things. I would say, suit up and show up, right? These cliches that you say, but like, do it, and or fake it till you make it, or speak your truth even if your voice shakes. You've heard that one, right?
And,
you know, follow your passion, show up fully, release your outcomes. And now it's interesting because now the tables are turned, and I now am a freshman kind of a city council person or city commissioner, and it's I'm learning now that from a different perspective other than sport.
Right.
I went from a comfort zone into a non-comfort zone. And that now for me is where I'm learning this.
So what do you, I mean, you've been teaching this 35 years. You taught it to your students, to your athletes. Now you being, like you say, a freshman in your new role, what do, how do you, not make yourself, but how do you step into that role of showing up and being you and being authentic, especially in the political arena?
Right. Let go of the fear. Feel the, there's a wonderful book that was back, I think it was back in the 80s, 70s or 80s, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. You know?
Yes.
and show up fully and show up with every piece of desire that I have to make this community the best that it can be. That means talking to people that may or may not have messages for me, that may or may not have messages that I want to hear. It means stepping outside of that comfort zone and getting uncomfortable so that I can grow. I want, there's, you know, 35 years in something that was comfortable for me and where I felt I fit and needed to be, now is something that is an arena where the voice can still, it should still be a factor. And so, you know, what does my voice want to say? And on behalf of whom? And all of the people in this city, all the people in this region. And it's been a wonderful journey so far. It's only been a few months, but I have found it to be wonderfully enlightening. I'm so gracious and blessed by this community. Kalamazoo is a wonderful place. And the people make it so. And that's the inclusion, right? That's that's definitely the inclusion piece of everything for me.
Yeah. Like it. I love it. So as our listeners are there listening to this and they're thinking, wow, inclusion, maybe that's something that I want to add a little bit more to in my life. What do you think is the first step for someone who wants to open up more to that?
Get uncomfortable. You know, whether go to an event that where you don't know anyone, or if you're not a sport person, go to a sporting event, or if you are a sport person, go to a concert, a symphony, or, you know, go get outside your comfort zone and serve. You know, there are so many opportunities. I know in our community there are hundreds of opportunities to reach out in service of the greater good of the community. I've done that, and if I think I receive more by doing that than I do by giving to those who I consider to be in need of my service, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
My husband and I ran into a couple on the beach last week, and they offered to he offered to buy me a beverage, and I just said, "Oh no, that's okay." And he looked me in the eye and he said, "Be a gracious receiver."
Mm.
And I went, "Oh, okay," because I think the tendency is to want to give. Mm-hmm. But we need to be able to give and receive.
Yes.
And the inclusion part is to be a receiver of the gifts that everybody has to give to us.
Mm-hmm.
Max has given me a great gift. And I'm so grateful to him and his family for opening up to me. His mom, like I said, wrote these stories of grief and of pain of losing a child, but then of also going and traveling and adopting two other children. And what a great gift. And she said,
yeah,
"Here, this is a gift. I want to give this gift because it's part of a greater story. And to be able to tell the story, I believe, is a gift." And encourage those who are looking at inclusion. But inclusion means getting outside of one's comfort zone and into the either your greater community or outside of your country or something. I've been blessed through Kalamazoo College and through my work in at the college to be able to know people from all over the world and
yes,
to have connections all over the world, and to know that I am not exclusive. I am not. So to reach out and be able to talk to people that share differing thoughts than me, but then also to share my thoughts with them and have them understand this idea of greater consciousness and connection is what I love to do.
I don't blame you. It sounds wonderful, and I've had a little bit of that. I haven't traveled as extensively as you have, but I do have listeners all over the world with Dare to Be Authentic. I talk to people from all over the world, and it's just fascinating to me. And the more that we can, like you say, step out of our comfort zone. And this is the perfect time to do it. It's the beginning of the year. We're all saying, you know, what do we want to do this year? What do we want to do that's different? And it's uncomfortable. That's why they call it step out of your comfort zone to start something new. But I encourage you as a listener to think, you know, what's been kind of coming at me? What little thoughts am I having about something new? How can I like what you said, if you're a sports person, go to a concert, or, you know, if you're not a sports person, go to a sports event. And, experiencing all different things. It's absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for being on the show with me, Jean. It's been absolutely wonderful having you. And thank you for listening in. You're very welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Make sure you pass this along. There will be a replay instantly right on the same link. Pass it on to your friends and anybody who needs to hear this about inclusivity. And have a wonderful rest of your day, and listen to our next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
Thank you.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.